From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. The director of the Tuscola County 911 Central Dispatch was fired during a special meeting of the Tuscola County Commissioners Board. John Ramirez requested a closed hearing with the board, which lasted over 2 hours. The board members did not disclose the details of the meeting. After the closed hearing, board members shared their last thoughts, concerns surrounded Ramirez's ability to lead. I think the leadership, in my opinion, continued, but breadth and depth, I'm not sure, said Commissioner Thomas Bardwell. But, however, we certainly have our own opinions. Ultimately, the board voted 3-2 to remove Ramirez. We asked all the board commissioners for a statement, and Matthew Kroc responded that the commissioners have no comment, adding personal issues are confidential. Lapeer County Sheriff's Department purchased new technology available that could be used in various situations. The sheriff bought drones in a variety of models and sizes. Each drone model has different function and can be used in various situations. The large drone that is capable of being used in almost every weather condition. The medium-sized drone can be operated longer and cover a larger area. The small drone is used for locating missing persons and to help with crash reconstruction and more. These drones have a handheld screen that receives a signal for what the drone sees as it is going over the area. There is another smaller drone that can be sent into dangerous situations or sent into a building to check out what the situation is instead of sending in an officer. The drone operators wear goggles to see what the drone sees. The cost of the drones is $30,000, which also included the cost of training the officers to use them and getting the officers certified as a drone operator. The cost of the drones, training, and certification was covered by the millage levy for Sheriff's Department operations. A man accused of setting fire on a Chicago train has been federally charged with committing a terrorist attack, authorities say. Lawrence Reed, 50, was identified as a suspect in the November 17th attack on a Chicago Transit Authority train in the city's Loop District, according to federal criminal complaint. He was arrested November 18th and federally charged November 19th with committing a terrorist act or other violence against mass transit system. The victim, an unidentified 26-year-old, remained in critical condition as of November 19th, the Chicago Police Department said in an update. She sustained severe burns to her face and body, the criminal complaint says. We'll be right back after this word.
Most elves have pointy shoes. I have four paws.
Ho, ho, ho! Palette, how's my favorite helper making the season shine?
You see, Santa, my person's a veteran. Some days her skies turn gray, so I add the purple of laughter, the blue of courage, and the happy hue of joy.
Ho, ho, painting the world brighter.
Help paint the picture. DogsInc.org.
The deadly UPS cargo aircraft accident in Louisville, Kentucky, which resulted in 14 fatalities, remains under active federal investigation as the NTSB focuses on structural failure for the left engine assembly. Aviation safety experts are examining both manufacturing and maintenance records, looking for any evidence of systematic failure that could have contributed to this accident. Recommendations for industry-wide changes are expected once the full report is released. As the TSA proposed real ID fee sparks controversy. Travel industry experts warned implementation could lead to increased cost and confusion at airports. Airlines and security regulations are working to find a balance between necessary identification standards and passenger convenience. The customer advocacy group pushing for the clear guidance and public input. The outcome will likely shape the future travel experience for millions of Americans. I have one obituary to share with you for this evening. November 21st, 2025. Joseph Holdwick, age 93, of Ruth, passed away Wednesday, November 19th, at Harbor Beach Community Hospital. He was born January 1st, 1933. A Christian burial will be held Monday, November 24th, at 11 a.m. at the Holy Apostle St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Ruth. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held Sunday, November 23rd, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and at the church from 10 a.m. to the time of service at 11 a.m. on Monday. A rosary be offered on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be made out to St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. Memories may be shared at RamseyFH.com. And that's all the news and obituaries we have for this hour. You can get them anytime at thumbnet.net.